The cow jumps over the moon this week when the waxing crescent moon sweeps up through the stars of Taurus the Bull, looking west an hour after sunset on Thursday. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. After passing the bullseye star on Thursday evening, the moon encounters Mars between the bull's horns on Friday. This is a really interesting place between the bull's horns, so what might it mean for the moon and Mars to be together there? The star at the tip of the bull's northern horn has the name Alnath, and it means the budding one. This position marks the point of attack. Ancient tradition described that those under the influence of this star had a confronting attitude. The tip of the southern horn has the name Qianguan from the Chinese culture. This means the heavenly gate. So here we have Mars and Moon between the confronting force of the bull and the heavenly gate, which seems like a pretty dynamic setup. What's more, Mars is considered masculine in its energy, and it's associated with the active principle, whereas the Moon is more feminine in its aspect and has a more nurturing or even passive quality. So to borrow from Ernest Hemingway's first novel, The Sun Also Rises, published 95 years ago this year, this region between the bull's horns may very well be what he called the terrain of the bull. This is a potentially dangerous place in bullfighting where only the most skilled toreador engages. So it seems that this week we're presented with a lively opportunity to take decisive action on the one hand, to be receptive on the other, and to watch for the moment when we can use potential confrontation as a catalyst for entering through the heavenly gate, which could be analogous to living fully, as Hemingway put it. Nobody ever lives their life all the way up except the bullfighters. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.